107,000 COVID-19 related deaths, with more than 3 million infections around the world. In the United States, more than 55,000 people have died, with nearly 1 million infections. The World Health Organization chief said Monday the agency has sounded the highest level of alarm over the new coronavirus early on, but lamented not all countries heeded its advice. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus pointed out the organization warned the COVID-19 outbreak constituted a public health emergency of international concern on January 30th, when there were only 82 cases registered outside of China. He told a virtual press briefing, quote, "The world should have listened to the WHO then carefully," end quote. Italy, Spain, Germany, and Switzerland are among the European countries starting to gradually wind down restrictions meant to halt the spread of the coronavirus. Not so in Britain, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it was still too risky. He's back at work Monday after recovering from COVID-19 himself. New Zealand has announced the easing of coronavirus lockdowns, allowing thousands back to work. Italy's prime minister has announced a gradual easing of its lockdown starting next Monday, when people will be allowed to take walks for the first time since March 9th. Most stores and other businesses will open by May 18th, but restaurants will only resume dine-in service on June 1st, when pubs and bars also open. Meanwhile, more than 150 Italian doctors have died of the virus since February, a health association said Monday. That's up from 100 April 9th. Italy's official death toll rose by 333 to nearly 27,000 Monday. It also reported the lowest number of new infections Monday since the first half of March. This is VOA News. France's nationwide lockdown ends May 11th after 6 weeks, but a growing number of Parisians appear unable to wait for that long, many venturing out.